Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I can hear you. I'm sorry. I was
That's okay.
My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling from customer support. How may
Yes.
I help you today?
Yvonne, you need to cancel. I keep getting these charges on my account, and I need all this stuff to be canceled. I don't know why, but it just keeps happening, and I keep having a call.
What is your zip code?
02895.
2895?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your name?
Lori Breyer, Bruyere. Like,
and
these
Lori,
charges actually...
Lori is,
Lori.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Lori. Let me take a look and see if I can pull your account
yeah.
up. Okay.
Yeah. Well, everything you put, my account's overdrawn now because of this.
Your what?
My checking account is overdrawn, like negative, because this charge, these charges I keep hitting my phone.
Okay. Lori, LoriBruyere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for waiting. Could you verify your address, please?
429 East School Street, apartment 517, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, 02895.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. I'm just waiting for your account to pull up. Hold on just one moment again for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Whatever's on that account needs to be canceled, and you need to refund me my money.
Well, I have to see what's going on with it first, and
okay.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I have to read everything and see.
I understand.
Because you said you're overdraft.
Yeah. Now
okay.
I'm overdraft my account, and the bank charged me $28 for these overdrafts.
Wow.
Yeah. And
okay.
I'm on disability. I can't afford this.
So, okay, Lori. This started with a dash cam. It was declined at when you tried to purchase it. This is a sweepstake where you get a discount, voucher for $125. So it's still a sweepstakes, and you don't win the dash cam until they tell you to. So you did this on 3/10. It was declined the 10th. The 25th, it was declined. Wi-Fi booster is showing on 4/1. S2, it declined also.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
declined.
Just
looking, you didn't get it. They didn't charge your account, what I'm saying.
Okay,
and then there was
I'm
a
looking.
Wi-Fi booster, which was declined
yeah.
also. So this
yeah,
is
I'm
showing...
Looking, I'm looking. I'm
at
sorry,
a drone.
Sure.
Did you order a drone?
A drone?
For, yes. The airplanes you run by remote control, the big airplane they call drones, D-R-O-N-E, ma'am.
Now, when was that? It was.
This was done on 11/18, ma'am. It says that it also was shipped on 11/21/22.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
called
I think I did order that. I want to say I did order that. And it
okay.
was like on a promotion.
Okay, so this the dash cam was on there, but you had the membership that went with this, but since you left the account open, there was a charge for this. It's a charge on here for $29.99 for the drone.
Yeah. Yeah, but the memberships. See how you said the memberships.
You had that automatically went into a membership because of the dash cam, ma'am. So which
All right,
went.
I need to cancel the memberships. because I wasn't, when I was looking at the stuff, I was just looking to purchase the item, not
the drone. Yes, yeah. But that was since the dash cam was put in into a sweepstakes campaign. You autom that it, you got a discount membership and a $125 voucher that goes with this every month until your account is closed. But these are ones I'm talking about, the dash cam, Wi-Fi booster. Those were declined. There's no payment. They didn't take money for you for those things. But the $29.99 is a valid charge, Lori. So what we can do,
now
we can cancel.
What about the 6732 that just hit on November 26th?
Yes, it's here. That's for the drone. That's probably the first one. Drone was $29.99. The account is still open. And they did ship it. So I do see the 67.
But
67, 32. That's like two charges, though. $29.99 and for the drone, because the account is still open. The membership is there. And then it comes again. You keep getting, you continue to get charged, ma'am, because your account is still open. And the rest of them are denied.
Well,
all it's showing is the drone has been shipped to you.
Okay.
But still,
but the,
okay, go ahead.
The drone was free. All I had to do was
Was not free.
Listen,
you paid whatever they told you. You paid $8.25 for this drone for shipping and handling. So the drone the camcorder was enrolled in a campaign, a sweepstake campaign, which got you a discount, the voucher.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you continue to get billed.
I got the $8.25, which was the drone. I got that.
Okay.
And then I see there's another charge coming in for $67.32.
Yes.
That needs to, and another charge for $28.
I see this is for the drone also, ma'am, because I keep telling you that your account still remains open with this sweepstake because you're the dash cam, they're not going to send it to you even though they declined it because you are in a sweepstake. They have to let you know that you won this dash cam, ma'am. But this was declined.
You need to we need to close my account and refund me some of this membership stuff because I was not aware. And maybe I mean that's probably my ignorance or whatever that I enroll in a membership. I thought that I was just going up there and purchasing
a drone.
The item. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you know what, Lori, what I can do is far as I can cancel the account so they can stop charging you, and
please.
The 6732 that you have here, I can help you. To get some of this money back, I can give you 35% of the 67 if you would like that.
Can I get 50%?
Yes, ma'am, you can. I was going to wait till you denied it. So I'll let you know how much that is with that 50%, how much you're going to get back, ma'am.
Yeah.
And 67, 32. It'll be like 35 and change. Some 33 and change. Yeah, 50. What did I do? Oh, I forgot to. 32. Okay, and I did 50. So you're gonna get a partial payment of 33.66, ma'am, within 3 to 5 business days. I'm gonna give that back to you for the charge of the most recent charge.
Okay.
Let me.
Did you see like November 22nd? There was a charge of $9.99.
Hold on, just one moment, ma'am. History.
And I got to see if my bank will work with me in reversing some of these charges.
Okay. I'm speaking with you right now, Lori.
Yeah.
Okay, I signed you in. I don't want to lose this. Okay, hold on just one moment. Because I'm already on the phone with you. I was going to start the cancellation for your account here.
Okay.
Lori Breeze. Okay. Okay, just give me a moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. B-R-U-Y. Okay. Okay, I found it. Thank you for being patient. Hold on, I gotta pull it back down. So I'm partial refund, and okay, as soon as it come down, you was telling me something about the 21st or
the 22nd, it looks
okay.
Like
okay, what I can do for you, Lori, I can do the most recent charge, which showed the 6732 is a valid charge, and you said this was on what, the 21st?
Second.
For 1194.
Yep.
Okay, this is some kind of card that is like way down. It's this kind of far away from your most current charge on your account. So
yeah,
I'm only allowed to do the most current charge on your account. What happened right here?
Yeah, this was on the 22nd. I see it, November 22nd.
Okay, I have the 21st, and this is showing an SD card. And the 25th is showing a discount membership, which was declined. I was telling you, some of this has been declined, where no, you wasn't charged anything for the charges that's on here. But it did show the 6732. So hold on just one moment.
Yep.
Is your can you validate your address, Lori?
Yeah, it's 429. East School Street.
Okay, I have the right one. I have the right one then. So, where did it go? Okay, it shows that $39.93 of a charge on here was fully refunded to you.
Yeah, I got
okay.
that on the.
Okay, so the, after yep. that, most
that's
of this
when,
is.
That's when my account was supposed to be closed.
Oh, okay.
So I called and talked to the gentleman. And said, you got to close this account because I don't want any further charges. But then
okay.
I looked at my phone and I got all these other charges. But my account should have
I don't know
been.
Where this charge went to. Hold on just one minute, Lori. I was just looking at this charge for 6732. It's not here anymore. Fully refund, $39.93.
It's not,
$59.96. Because I was just telling you how much or percentage you'll get back for it.
Yeah, but it posted to my account on November 26th.
What?
6732.
On what day, ma'am?
November 26th, which made
okay.
my account overdrawn.
So 1025 is showing a charge of $59.96, which it declined.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine if it declined and didn't get paid. The ones that got paid, that 6732 got paid because it overdrafted my account. Oh, it looks like you guys are calling me again.
Okay, so you want me to cancel this
yeah.
you won't get charged again? But I don't see the 67 on your account at this time. I just seen it. It's no 67.
Yeah. Well, it was paid. I mean,
it was taken out your account, or it was paid, you said?
Yes, yeah, it was taken out of my account, which means, like, it was paid to you guys.
Well, On the account here, the most
But
highest,
you.
it says fully refund for $39.93. Let me see. Well, I can't.
Yeah, that was back on the 14th. That has nothing to do with the November 26th
I know
stuff.
I can only do the most recent.
Which you've seen the 62 thir the 6732. You
Yes,
already
but
see.
now I'm trying to do this so I can refund it back, but it's not showing where I can do to give you back the refund, ma'am. Like it's right there. All I have to do is push refund, but
Yeah.
it's not showing there right now.
I
I'm
don't
just saying,
understand why, but
I know I just seen it, but it's not showing there right now. It's showing fully refunded for $39.93, ma'am.
yeah, which was back on the 14th. That's when my account should have been closed. So any other charges from the 14th to today should be fully reversed because my account should have been closed.
Well, the one that's fully refunded, it's the last date showing here is 11/5 2027. And it is not, it's not showing a drone. Hold on just one moment. Order details. Let me see if I can get this back. Okay, Lori. That's for the 580 for the drone. Okay, hold on just one moment. Let me see if I see that. If you guys, you might have two different accounts here. Because, like I said, I know I seen the 67 because I did the 50% for you. So it's not on the one I just got off. It got the same address, School Street.
So,
Okay.
yeah, so maybe that's the problem. Maybe I do
Okay,
it.
it's still showing that you refunded fully the refund for that. So if you have been refunded and the rest were declined, you had a card that was shipped that was like $11. So I take the most recent one, but the most recent one's already been refunded to you.
I
So
got.
Lori, you might have to check with your bank about the 67 and call us back to let us know what to do, 'cause it's
Okay,
really not showing.
I have online banking, so I can see right here all the activity in my account.
Okay.
Now on November 26th, it
I
says.
have 28, the 2010, 25, 59, 96. Decline.
But I have on November 26th, it says popular
I don't have the
view.
26 on your account in front of me. Right now, I don't have the 26. I have the 25th, the 28th, and November the 5th, ma'am.
Okay. So, but it posted the 6732 posted to my account on the 26th. If you might have sent the charge.
Okay, that's why I probably don't see it, 'cause there's no date for the 26 on your
Okay,
account.
but you've just seen it
Yeah, I just
because
seen it. I'm wondering why I don't see it again. Let me check the other one.
yeah, and so that's got
So,
nothing to
it's still not
that.
showing. I don't have a 26. I have a 25th, a 28th, and a November. I don't see
Okay,
it now.
all
I don't know why.
the ones whatever you see like in the latter part of November need to get reversed. Because on the 14th, when I got the rebate of the $39.93, my account should have been closed. Now, if for some reason you guys created two different accounts for me, then I'm getting swammed left and right by you people here, and I need to get this straightened out. I can't afford to pay for all this. I can't. I mean, I'm plus now I got to talk to my bank about the overdraft charges. They're charging me $28 every time you come in and take, because I have overdraft protection on my account up to $600. So if my account like has no money in it, I have like attached to my account something up to $600.
Okay,
So
ma'am, it's not showing. I'm reading your notes. here for your account, and it's not telling me that this account was canceled. That's why it's not showing that, ma'am. That is,
it should have.
It's not showing that right now, so.
It should have, because when I talked to the gentleman, he told me he would take it, reverse it, and he would cancel my account. That's what he told me. Because I told him
He didn't,
He didn't notice, probably.
Showing client to be refunded. This is on 11/11. Refunded $39.93.
Yeah. And then
it shows no closing your account. It doesn't show that either on the on the payments here.
Yeah, but that's on.
Okay, so you know what I'm gonna do, Lori. Right now, I'm gonna close their account myself for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let me go back up and just close it so you don't get any more charges. We can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Yvonne.
All right.
Okay, thanks. I'm putting in that I'm canceling the account because I looked in two places and it didn't state that this account was closed. That's why you're getting charged. As far as the 6732, I need to see that again in front of me in order to refund. It's a place on your account where I can refund the money back to you. And since 6732 is not showing at this time, I can't do a refund for you for that. So I am going to cancel this account so you can stop getting charged. Okay, hold on just one moment.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you've seen it once, it's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not just going to go away.
Let me see. They got connective in here. Let me see. And cancel an account. Okay. I'm still here, Lori. This up for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very charge offered. Okay. Okay, so I put down that I offered you the 35% to 50%, you accepted it for the 6732. I couldn't find find a charge to refund it to you, but the account is closed, Lori.
Oops.
And I can't do any more unless I have that 6732. It's a lot of difference where I have to go down to refund it.
So you were able to refund it, though, right?
Huh?
You did refund it, though, right?
No, I never got a chance. It's a certain way that we do our paperwork here where If it's showing that 6732 is in the box, it go down. You can refund it or give you a partial refund. It's not showing. So I can't do anything about that. So,
okay,
so you're going to have to go to your, well, I'm going to say have to go to your bank and have that checked out so we can see that charge again on there. But that's $39.99 was the most recent charge. And they had already refunded you for it. But is there anything? Oh. Just give us a call back so it can show up here because it's not showing as a current charge on your account. But the account is closed.
But check me out if you think I got two accounts, Yvonne, because you...
That's where I went into both of them, and I just went into another one, and I didn't find your account there. So I just canceled one, and it's one that we checked to when we can't find the it's harder to find the customer. I went into there, and there was no 6732 there. So you're going to have to let them give us a call. And let us know that the charge come back to here. It's not going to come to you, but it'll show up on the account where we can refund that to you, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. If the account don't come up, I can't give you information
but
to do.
You've seen it, Yvonne. That's what the thing.
I know. I did.
So
and then when I went back to refund it for you, it wasn't there. It just, like, it just disappeared.
That's on you. That's not on my bank. I mean,
What do you mean that's on me?
I can't find the account,
ma'am. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying you personally.
I understand that I told you I saw this on your account. I did see the 6732 when I went up a little further because it was from the 39. But now when I told you I was going to close the account and give you the percentage of it, when I went back to do that to give you the 50% off, it wasn't there. So I don't know where it went to between the two pages on either one of the pages. It stopped at 39.
Yep. Now I can. Do you have access to email? Like if I screenshot
I've never done it. But like I said, just give us a call and let the not that it's the bank's fault. We need to see that charge of 6732 on the account because you did have two accounts that popped up here, and they both stopped at 39.
Okay, so what do I need to do? Have my bank send it back to you?
Post a charge that we charged where it came from. Your charge of 6732 was on your card. And that you have an account here, and it shows up, and then we can help you. We have to see the 6732. I promise you it's not there because I went to two. I was wondering how could it disappear so quick, but you have two accounts, and it stops at 39 on each one, and it has been refunded to you or declined already.
All right. So what are my account numbers?
What you mean account numbers? I don't understand.
Like, you know the membership numbers that you just closed?
Yes, I remember.
What are those account numbers? So I can have it referenced to the account numbers. Do you know what
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. Hold on.
Yep. I'm sorry, I don't mean
that's okay. No, that's okay. You look, that's a lot of money. I would want it back. Okay, so what do you need, Miss Bryan?
What the number?
Hold on just a moment. I'm showing okay, so on
so
here the most recent charge you were fully refunded for. I have a ID number. That's what you want?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the most recent. It's Charlie 289-8534. Okay.
Hold on. All right. You gave me C for Charlie?
289.
Yeah.
853. And 403. That's the ID number for the recent charge that was on there is 3993. I told you it was showing. And
yeah.
There's no, and the highest is, this is on 1025. It says the discount membership is 59.96, but it declined,
okay,
where no money was taken for it. So that's the only okay one that you have.
An ID number for the 67 because we can't see the 67.
Yes, and that's what I
okay
need to have the ID
okay
number for the to the
okay
6732 charge.
Okay.
I need that to be on your account here
okay
in front of me.
Okay. All
okay
right. So at my bank. Thank
okay
you very much.
You're very welcome. Alrighty. You have a nice day. And
you
thank
too
you for calling customer support.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome, ma'am.